Chapter 12, The Faith Message. May 26th, 2010 is a date I will not soon forget. It wasn't because it was the Wednesday night I preached at my dad's church, or that my Uncle Robert went with me. Not for any of these reasons. It was the email I received from Nelson, the civil engineer in Nicaragua, as I was starting to leave for Lancaster that night. In his email, Nelson explained days earlier, Tropical Storm Agatha had dumped a large amount of rain in the mountains, and the Bulbul River had flooded out of its banks. He included several pictures taken at the proposed bridge site. It was flooded. In fact, he noted the river was higher than in 1998, when Hurricane Mitch passed over Nicaragua. He also mentioned it had been several days since the communities could safely cross the river, and that it could be several more days before they could cross even on horseback. This information emphasized, without a doubt, the need for the bridge. These images were fresh on my mind as I stood in the pulpit that Wednesday night at Jones Crossroads Baptist Church. I shared about my trip to Nicaragua and followed by explaining the need for the walking bridge. After praying for God's blessings for the bridge project, I began the message. Jesus walks on the water. Immediately, Jesus told his followers to get into the boat and go ahead of him across the lake. He stayed there to send the people home. After he had sent them away, he went by himself up into the hills to pray. It was late, and Jesus was there alone. By this time, the boat was already far away from land. It was being hit by waves because the wind was blowing against it. Between 3 and 6 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came to them, walking on the water. When his followers saw him walking on the water, they were afraid. They said, "It's a ghost," and cried out in fear. But Jesus quickly spoke to them, "Have courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said, "Lord, if it is really you, then command me to come to you on the water." Jesus said, "Come." And Peter left the boat and walked on the water to Jesus. But when Peter saw the wind and the waves, he became afraid and began to sink. He shouted, "Lord, save me!" Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught Peter. Jesus said, "Your faith is small. Why do you doubt?" After they got into the boat, the wind became calm. Then those who were in the boat worshiped Jesus and said, "Truly you are the Son of God." Scripture, Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 23, New Century Version. When his followers saw Jesus walking on the water, they were all afraid. But one person, one believer, was willing to step out of the boat on his faith and go to Jesus, Peter. But as we look at this passage, it seems as if Peter was unsure at first, not fully trusting in his faith, even after Jesus told them in the boat, "Have courage, it is I." Maybe Peter was placing one toe in the water when he said, "Lord, if it is really you, then command me to come to you on the water." Peter was willing to go, but was unsure. Jesus only called for one person to leave the boat, Peter. "Come." Why did Jesus do this? So Peter could test his faith? But Jesus already knew. Peter had to take the first step to get out of the boat. For him, a step of faith. But when Peter saw the wind and the waves, he became afraid. He started to sink or doubt. Peter shouted, "Lord, save me!" Jesus reached out his hand and caught Peter and took him back to the safety of the boat where the other believers were. Faith is you taking the first step with Jesus ready to take your hand and lead you the rest of the way. We are all given different spiritual gifts. If you feel Jesus calling you to get out of the boat, you have to be willing to take the first step. If you feel the need to stay in the boat, then be ready to support the one stepping out of the boat. Support them with your prayers, your monetary donations, and their family while they are away. Then, when they come back into the boat, they will be ready to share their experiences with you, so your faith can also be strengthened. Faith is being able to trust God, trusting fully in Him to take control of the circumstances. Faith is when asked to put your money where your mouth is, you follow through. Faith is before God pours out His blessings, He tells you to do something first, and you are willing to take that first step, even while doubting a little, just like Peter. My faith. When I was 15, I attended an evangelistic healing crusade in Charlotte, North Carolina, with my best friend, Jesse, and his dad. Sitting in the arena, I could barely hear the words to the songs. Over the past several summers, I had suffered with terrible ear infections. The doctor said it was from swimming in pools and the river too much. The only long-term solution given by the doctor was to wear earplugs to keep the water out. This solution seemed to work until I went to the beach earlier that summer. I had forgotten my earplugs, so I had no choice but to go into the pool without them. The result of my decision was an infection in each ear. They were infected and stopped up worse than ever. During the service, Reverend Roberts asked everyone to fill out an information card. Besides all the general personal information, it asked me to write down one thing to be healed from, something physical. I put on my card, "God, please heal my ears." These cards were then collected by the ushers. I doubted anything would happen because, as a relatively new Christian, my faith was not strong. After Reverend Roberts' sermon came the healing part of the service. He stepped to the microphone and stated that everyone had filled out cards, many asking God for specific parts of their body to be healed. Then he explained that before God would heal your body, you had to demonstrate your faith. He said the ushers would be passing around offering plates in a few minutes. As I heard these words, I pulled out my wallet and took out three old $1 bills. They were right beside the $20 bill my dad had given me to buy something to eat. As I waited for the offering plate to pass by, I barely heard Reverend Robert speak these words, "If you want to be healed, you have to have faith. You have to plant a seed. To do that, I want you to reach into your wallet and pull out the largest bill you have. This represents your faith to God." As I looked down at those three $1 bills, something inside of me said, "Believe." At that moment, I pulled my wallet back out and put those old $1 bills back in and took out the new $20 bill. I held it firmly in my hand. Jesse saw what I had done and asked, "What are you doing?" I replied, "I want my ears to be healed." And this is what he said I have to do. Jesse's dad just looked over, didn't say a word. I'm not sure how strong their faith was, but I was testing mine, either with a miracle or a loss of $20. As the offering plate passed, I placed my offering into it and silently prayed for the healing of my ears. As Reverend Roberts began to pray, I could hardly hear him for the infection in my ears. Then he said, "By the power of the Holy Spirit, I command you to be healed." And then he loudly clapped his hands together. I literally felt the Spirit of God move over me, and immediately my ears were open. "Oh my God!" I exclaimed. Jesse looked over at me and asked, "What?" I replied, "I've been healed. I can hear everything so clearly now, like I haven't been able to in weeks." Now, I realize just because I have faith in a situation and want a miracle to happen, it may not. In this one instance in my life, it did. But many times we have to wait on the Lord, His timing and His will. It may even take years before we realize His blessing in a particular situation.